The evening of Monday, January 26th, saw the first and second readings of a proposed nuisance behaviour bylaw at the St John City Common Council meeting, which was held virtually due to the weather. The new bylaw aims to clarify, streamline and extend various antisocial behaviour bylaws the city already enforces, and to keep the city in line with other municipalities, with fines ranging from $140 to $2,100. City Commissioner Amy Poffenroth introduced the proposed new bylaw.
The nuisance bylaw establishes standards for activities and behaviours that affect the safety, accessibility and enjoyment of public spaces. This package consolidates provisions on littering and solicitation that currently exist in separate bylaws into a new proposed nuisance bylaw. The goal is to improve clarity, remove duplication, and modernize the structure of the city's bylaws with respect to nuisance behavior. The nuisance bylaw includes obstruction-related loitering and solicitation in public spaces. Like I said, that's already in existing bylaw, the solicitation piece. Vandalism of public places or public property, public urination and defecation in public places, and littering.
Councillor Joanna Killen raised questions about whether the new bylaw would effectively criminalise the city's unhoused population. Poffenroth and City General Counsel Melanie Tompkins provided the staff's perspective, noting that the city had considered such issues.
Is this going to criminalize the homeless, unhoused folks? Is this going to have an impact on people who are without options? Like, I just would like a little bit more of an understanding of how this will be implemented.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Councillor, for the question. It's intended for all citizens and visitors. These are pretty common things that you see in city bylaws. We are consolidating it now, and the loitering is new for us, but that's very typical in other municipalities.
And I totally understand that, but I just, when you do something like that and you already don't have money, how does that punish you when you don't have anything to give to the city in a fine? Or like, what are the punishments? What does this look like? I don't feel comfortable with criminalizing things and people who don't have the money to pay for it on the other side.
The nuisance bylaw is not intended to enforce strongly. We're always after voluntary compliance. And that's our approach for many of the bylaws that we enforce here in the city. And with our efforts and our team here at City Hall, typically we're getting 95, 98% compliance just talking to people, explaining to them what the regulations are. And that's our intent with this bylaw as well.
I understand the councillor's concern, and our office drafted the nuisance bylaw being fully aware of the city's human rights approach to its housing for all policy. The logic you put forward, councillor, I cannot argue with. No sense penalizing someone who can't afford to put a roof over their head, but the bylaw is crafted carefully. And it does say without reasonable excuse. So if one is just being careless, then those are the behaviours we're looking to address. The concerns you raised have been thought through.
Supporting the proposal, Councillor Gary Sullivan hoped it would help to direct people requiring support to the services available to them.
You can't treat every bit of St. John as your own personal space, right? There's still rules in society. So if putting some more structure and framework and accountability helps move folks along to get more help, gives them a little nudge that they need. We don't want to hold you accountable for this. Did you know there are support services over here? There are rules in society, and it does give the folks who are enforcing it a reason to have a conversation. And my hope, and when we get the training and the folks who are enforcing it on our behalf, I know the folks who are in charge, and I trust them that, you know, the first conversations are going to be corrective in nature and not punitive. So I see this as an important piece of the overall puzzle as we move the city forward.
Deputy Mayor John McKenzie provided his perspective on the proposals, noting the importance of the discretion of those on the street implementing such bylaws.
Our bylaw officers and our police officers, they deal with people every day. And I think that for the most part, they do a reasonably good job deciding who's doing something that they shouldn't be doing, knowing they shouldn't be doing it, can definitely afford a fine if that's a situation compared to somebody who's doing it because they're unwell or they're unhoused or whatever. And I think that you know, you have to have some sort of discretion when you do these jobs. And I think that's what we have to do. We have to accept, you know, that our people are going to do a good job in defining when it's to be used and when we have to be a little bit flexible.
The first and second readings passed unanimously. The third reading will take place at the City Common Council meeting on February 9th. The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the City of St John YouTube channel. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.